بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on one occasion hears a Sahabi رضي الله عنه reciting the surah. سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا يقرأها فقال وجبت. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it has become compulsory. قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمَا وَجَبَتْ. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ask, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has become compulsory? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Paradise has become compulsory for the one who has read the surah. It was the surah that was revealed in the initial period of Islam, which became the source of support, the pillar which many Sahaba radiallahu anhu needed at a time when there was no other physical support that they could hold on to. It was the surah that became part of the tongue of Bilal radiallahu anhu as they would torture him in the heat of Makkah Mukarrama. The ahad of the surah, Qul huwallahu ahad, became stuck onto his tongue. And no matter what they would do to him, how they would try to turn his attention away from one Allah towards all the other idols that they call their deities, Bilal radiallahu anhu's answer was, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the pagan Arabs, Ansib lana, that what is the nasab? Explain the lineage, that who are you asking us to worship? From where he is, what is he of, what is his nature? And it was this surah that was given as an answer to all of them. And what a unique manner in giving the answer. Say, Huwa, he is. They asked, is Allah of gold? Is Allah of silver? Is Allah of iron? What is the nature of Allah? The word Allah, they were already being invited to. So they were not asking, who are you inviting us to? Where we would say, say, he is Allah. They were asking, what is Allah? What is the nature of Allah? From what is Allah made? And the beautiful answer that was given was, say, Huwa Allah. He is Allah. He is Allah means that being Allah means that he is not like anything that the mind can ever imagine. He is not of anything. He is not dependent on anything. He is beyond understanding of everything. He is Allah. So to ask, what is Allah? From what is Allah? The answer was, he is Allah. His being Allah demands that he is from nothing. He is of nothing. He is dependent on nothing. Qul, say, he is Allah Ahad, unique. He is unique. There is no mithal. There is no like. There is no example that can be given that will fit the being of Almighty Allah according to the shan, the status of the being of Almighty Allah. He alone is unique. In the Arabic language, the word Ahad is used in many manners, but one will never find it being used as a describing word, as a sifat, for the word before, what is known as the mausuf. A man will never say, Rajulun Ahad, one man. He will say, Rajulun Wahidun. Quran has Ilahun Wahid, one deity. As a quality describing the word before it, the word Wahid is always used. You have Wahid, one. Then you have Ithnan. Then you have Thalatha, one. You have Athani, Athalis. Rajulun Wahidun, one man. Rajulun Ahad, you will never say. It is Allah, the being of Almighty Allah, that is described with the quality of Ahadun. He is Allah Ahad. He is Allah, and the Badal, the substitute for the word Allah in the surah, is the word unique. Meaning the being of Almighty Allah is unique. There is no mithal. There is no question that can be asked. Describe Allah. Explain to us what is Allah. From what is Allah? From when is Allah? Till when will be Allah? The answer is, he is Allah.
Being Allah means He is wara'ul aql, beyond the understanding of the mind of the entire creation. He is most unique. Qul, say, Huwallahu, He is Allah, ahad, unique. Unique in His sifat, unique in His being, unique in His every action. Allahu samad, and He is the one towards who everyone is dependent, and He is totally independent. The word samad in the Arabic language, sad, mim, dal, it has the meaning samada ilayhi, a raja'a ilayhi. He returned towards Him. To go towards something in a manner that there is no turning to the right, there is no turning to the left. To make intention in the books of fiqh, when they discuss the sutra and where a man must stand when he has placed a stick in front of him to be used as a barrier, a sutra, then they write, Lam yasmud ilayhi. He must not direct his total attention, meaning he must not place the sutra directly between his eyes. Rather, he should move it a little to the right, a little to the left. Samada ilayhi means one focus is made in one direction. There is no inclination even slightly towards either side. Bina'un, a building which is extremely strong, is known as a bina, which is masmood, a very strong imarat, a very strong building. Samad in the Arabic language is used for a mountain which does not move. Samad means that place, that extremely strong fort, that marja, that place of refuge, the one who is independent and everyone is dependent towards him. The one who doesn't need to go to anyone, but everyone has to go towards him. That individual, that being, that thing will be known as Samad, from the meaning of Masmood. How you have the word Qasas in the Arabic language, which means Maqsus, something which has been narrated. You have the word Khaliq, which means Makhluq, that which has become old. Many a time you have a word Fa'al in the meaning of Maf'ul. Ya Samad in the meaning of Masmood, that being towards which all are intending, all are focusing direct attention, no moving to the right, no moving to the left. The reason of all focusing their attention, or should be focusing their attention, is because that being is the most independent and everyone is dependent on him. That being is the most powerful and everyone is weak in front of him. That being is mustaghni. He is mustaghni a mutlaq. That being is kamil in every sense, in every quality, and everyone else is naqis, in need of the power of the one that is perfect. Commentators of Quran, in explaining the meaning of samad, after understanding that it has the meaning to turn one's total focus in one direction, in the direction of Allah, there could be many things that are samad in this world. The mountain could be samad. The fort could be samad. A very wealthy man could be samad. The mother or father could be samad. But a samad with an alif lam before it. As-samad. The samad. The one who is truly the most independent. The one who is truly the only source of refuge and protection. Allahu samad. Allah alone is the one, totally independent, and everyone, everything, full dependence is towards Almighty Allah. It is thus Allahu Samad in the surah. As an individual reads it, and he reads it, and he thinks of the meaning, how everyone's attention is only supposed to be in the direction of one Allah. No moving to the right, no moving to the left. He is Al-Masmood, As-Samad. As this meaning penetrates heart and mind, the individual finds himself being separated, pulled away from the filth of shirk. There is no shirk that will be left in his actions. There will be no shirk in his speech. There will be no shirk in his thoughts. There will be no shirk in his living. There will be no shirk before he dies. He will be mukhlis, sincere. He will be a true muwahid, understanding the oneness of the being of Almighty Allah, and doing everything and everything only for that Allah. Allahu Samad. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, in the blessings of this verse, Allahu Samad, allow it to penetrate our minds and our hearts. Allah, make all of us sincere in the path towards Him. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us like that Sahabi radiallahu an who read the surah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Wajabat. May it be said to us also, every one of us as we are reading the surah would love, Wajabat. And when it is asked, Wama Wajabat, that what has become compulsory, then the answer is given to every one of us, Wajabat lahul Jannah. Paradise has become compulsory. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all from the people of Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad.
Say, He is Allah, the one and only.
Allahu samad.
Allah, the eternal refuge.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
He has no child, nor is he the child of anyone.
Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
And there is none comparable to him.